If you've already voted and you're not out volunteering, Election Day can feel like an interminable loop, which brings to mind an absurdist viral video, which coincidentally premiered 10 years ago last week. Our co-host Scott Detrow recently spoke to the creator. Too many cooks,
too many cooks. That's right, we are talking Too Many Cooks, an 11-minute-long tour de force. It first aired on Adult Swim at 4 a.m. and made its way online, where it has since racked up 26 million views. How can we even begin to describe Too Many Cooks?
It is a joke of a sitcom intro with people looking and smiling at the camera, and then the joke is it doesn't stop.
That's Casper Kelly, who wrote and directed it.
Starts off sort of normal sitcom, and the music gets constructed in a way that you feel like it's about to wrap up. Too many cooks. But then it continues again with more family members, and then does this for a few times.
And doing our best to describe Too Many Cooks on the radio, it just gets weirder and weirder.
So it starts changing genres into a murder show or a Falcon Crest type soap opera or even an animated G.I. Joe type show. And then it goes off the rails even from that.
Eventually becoming a meta slasher film of sorts.
Our heroine is frozen because they do these freeze frames, and she's able to break out of that and she runs off the set. The killer starts chasing her, but her credits are sort of attached to her, floating in front of her. So he's got this sort of beacon of light to follow as he's chasing her down.
Casper says the idea for this was all greenlit without him even having to pitch it. And the filming process took 2 to 3 days.
Very run and gun. We used extras because most people didn't have lines. Like I had a friend, Shane Morton, who just had a bunch of monster costumes. Just throw it all in a truck and bring it over here, you know. So we'll just try stuff, you know.
What do you think it was that dug in on people? I mean, other than the music that's still in my head 10 years later.
I do think the music was a big part, but I really don't know. I'm looking for someone else to tell me.
I feel like I've seen lots of deep thoughts on what this meant. Like Too Many Cooks really captured the political chaos of the coming decade or the coming fracturing of the media landscape. Have you ever encountered hot, big academic takes on it like that? And what do you think?
Yeah, I enjoy that stuff. And I've read some that I really agree with. And I sort of wrote it intuitively, because your intuition is smarter than your conscious mind. So it's saying things that you're not even aware of.
Can you give us one example?
I did this podcast, and they said there was a theme in all my work of being trapped. Like, you're trapped in this loop, and you're trying to break out.
I can see that.
But I think also there's some element of the killer doesn't belong and wants to belong and wants to destroy it, wants to break the system. And the system keeps trying to reset itself to return to some sort of normalcy. And he keeps trying to break it.
I think we've had a lot of things in the world that have given us reason to think about those big themes ever since.
Yes.
Casper Kelly, thank you for helping me kill time in my pre-election anxiousness by talking about Too Many Cooks.
Scott, thank you as well. You saved me from refreshing websites, and I appreciate it.
Anytime.